All right, back on with us. As promised this week, DNR wildlife specialist for black bears in the state of Michigan, Evan Swanson. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
I was anxious to get you in this week. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about some pretty interesting DNA confirmation from one of the cougars that was killed in the UP. Did I get that correct, first of all?
Two cougars, yes, that were poached in the UP. Correct.
We'll talk about that in the second half of this conversation later this hour. But right now, the main reason I wanted to have you back on the show is to kind of go into some early results for bear season this year, right, across the state of Michigan and, more importantly, to most of us here, the UP.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about that. Just go ahead and jump in and tell us what the overall feel is at this point.
Well, as I said, it's early right now. We've still got a few days of season, and I actually just registered a bear in Marquette before I came here, a nice boar that was taken last night. So there's still going to be a few more trickling in. I think most of the sows and cubs have denned up because when I was hunting, as I said before, I had two sows, one with two cubs and one with three, and they just shut off a week ago. And I think with those colder nights, they might have denned up. That doesn't mean they won't come back out. So it's tapered down, of course, and that happens as the bears den up in October and into November, depending on food availability. But I just checked our statewide database this morning, and we've harvested in the UP about 1,000 bears now this year. The total last year was a bit over 1,300, so we're just about at that 1,000 mark that have been registered with us, but some of that data, of course, trickles in later. So the harvest should be, I can make a prediction, which probably isn't good to do, but I would say it's going to be down a little bit overall statewide from last year, the harvest, but we'll see what the final results are here in the next month.
So before I continue on here with a little bit more talk about data at this point, I just want to be clear to listeners that may not realize this. The boars actually stay active well into colder weather versus the sows with cubs.
Yeah, and all, you know, the boars and sows and cubs, they go into that, it's called hyperphagia, where they consume a lot of food prior to hibernating. So they eat like gluttons right before they hibernate because they've got to store those fats and lipids for the winter. But the sows, because they put so much energy into cub production and raising their cubs, they bring the cubs in early. They den up early. And it depends on natural food availability, such as this year. I heard John DePew saying that he's got pretty good acorn crops in parts of Baraga. Brad Johnson mentioned that to me, too. But areas where I've been bird hunting in all over Marquette County, northern Marquette County, southern Marquette County, south central, and Dickinson County, I have yet to see any acorn production at all. It's really bad in the areas I've seen. So that might cause bears to go to den up earlier than normal.
Well, let's talk about what you're seeing overall in the UP right now compared to years past.
It's down from long ago. You know, we pushed the quotas down beginning in 2012 because we had real concerns about bear abundance in the UP. Our estimates were showing a decline. A lot of our indicators, such as our success rates and hunter effort, hunter satisfaction, those things were looking quite badly, and I'm speaking on behalf of the biologists throughout the state, really. You know, we get together and I talk with each biologist and we go over the data to make these decisions. So we pushed that harvest down, and I think most hunters were happy with that because a lot of hunters had concerns also about bears. So after pushing that down, it looks like it's working now. There's a lot of hunters that are seeing more bear, especially more juvenile bear, more cubs. So things are looking better on the bear front in the Upper Peninsula. So the harvest is down from what it once was, but it's last year it was up from just a couple of years before. So the long-term trend is, you know, we've got good bear numbers in the UP, great habitat, and we're going to continue to try to improve our success rates and provide a quality hunting experience for our valuable hunters.
Well, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about this as the data comes back in, but if you'll hang around for our next outdoor report, let's get into this cougar situation right now with the DNA that was tested.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, so you'll hang around for our next outdoor report later this hour?
I sure will.
Kevin Swanson, wildlife specialist for black bears in the state of Michigan for the DNR, and he'll be back with us right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.